producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Here we are again at the top of the show, and we like to kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News, none better than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Bob, how you doing?
I am doing okay.
You got to hang in there. That's the whole deal, right?
Yeah, it's a rough day, so reporting horrible news is a highlight, and it shouldn't be.
What does that say? All right, this is going to make you happy, I think, because I know how much love you have for the Speaker of the House, John Boehner. How about this deal that the impeachment rumors are actually being used to fuel cash for the Democrats? What's the scoop on that?
Well, yeah, you know, the Speaker's made all the wrong moves. He did the lawsuit, and it was to appease the Tea Party, you know, because he's in weak stature with them. And then many of them attacked him, actually, in the last month, saying, you know, you're not going to put this before us. You haven't done your job. So on top of that, that has stirred a lot of feelings about impeachment. And then, of course, Sarah Palin used the I word. The end result is that the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, which is headed by Congressman Israel, has actually raised $1 million in one day, and it raised 74,000 new contributors who came in at an average of $20 each, which is a lot of new contributors, and they raised $7.4 million since this whole Boehner lawsuit started. So he's really been a good friend to the Democratic fundraising side.
Boy, no kidding. They should send him a card. You would think that the Republicans would ask him in private anyway to back down.
Well, you know, they have. I keep abreast of the Hill. You know, I've got friends that are up on the Hill. And a lot of people thought it was a very foolish move because it's going to cost taxpayers dollars. You don't sue the president. The president doesn't sue the Congress. You disagree, you fight, you do this, you do that. But, you know, suing somebody, because you think that they haven't done their job correctly, there's an election process. You know, you put your vision out there. So I, when he first did it, I thought, where is he going with this? And it's just basically backfired all the way around.
Yeah. Well, some bright news. The Senate just, boom, unanimously confirmed, finally, a new Veteran Affairs Secretary. Tell us who it is and a little bit about him, if anything you know.
Yeah, he's Bob McDonald, and he's bringing to the table the fact that he has run an international huge company, Procter & Gamble. He ran it, and he's a veteran. So he's got both the business side and the veteran side. And somebody asked me today, Kate, they said, well, is it, he had a 97-0 vote. I mean, you can't get that kind of vote in the U.S. Senate for anything. And is it because he's just such an outstanding person? And it's not that he's not an outstanding person, but he's got, you know, some good criteria here and there. But also on top of it, I mean, they're feeling it in the U.S. House and Senate. They're really feeling it about the pinch on the veterans and a real crisis. You know, we make commitments to the veterans, and these men and women go serve, and it's not to be taken lightly, and things didn't go right. So this, combined with Senator Bernie Sanders, who's working with the Republican House chairman of the Veterans Committee to craft this bill that's moving along the system. It'll make some changes. It'll give veterans some options for health care. Combined with McDonald, I think people are feeling maybe, you know, there's a chance to really change the system after years and years of things not going right.
Yeah, thank goodness. All right, speaking of change at the border, I'll tell you what, this just overwhelmingly takes over the show. So you won't be surprised that a new Associated Press, a GFK poll, finds, Bob, that the majority of people they pulled, now it's a sampling, so they say send the illegals home ASAP. This on the heels of Governor Jerry Brown in California taking a shot at the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, for the fact that he's mobilizing the National Guard, where you have Brown saying you can't do that with children. It's terrible to show them military force or any kind of police enforcement. What's happening here? It's crazy.
This was like a shotgun. I mean, it just scatters everywhere. You got Perry doing his thing with the National Guard. You have border police who are, believe it or not, talk about reading legislation wrong. They went 60 miles away from the border and are stopping people in Arizona towns that are going to other towns to shop. I actually saw the video on it. And then combined, you know, the president wants some money, which he needs to do something about it. The House is saying not without language. The Senate says we don't need language. So this is just, I think that, you know, eventually the pressure is going to force something to happen on this issue. I mean, the House and Senate just can't sit and not, you know, give the president some money to begin the process to at least screen, and some people will be deported and some won't.
Yeah, and then that also involves, I keep saying this every night, and from the people that I've talked to, it's about the judges, because they have to be processed, so you have to have enough judges, and there's not enough judges either.
Well, that's true, and then we all have to remember up on Capitol Hill that, you know, those who really don't like what's going on voice voted in 2008 a piece of legislation signed by George Bush, which created this entire mandated screening process. I mean, this wasn't something that this president just sat and thought up. So, you know, their own creation came back to haunt them for those who are upset about it.
Yeah. All right. There was a big upset initially in the beginning of this. And then, of course, once the Malaysian flight was shot down by the missile and everything that's happened since then with the Ukraine and Russia and really Dianne Feinstein saying it's like a Cold War between the U.S. and the Russians. Now, finally, some more sanctions. The Europeans are on board with this big time. And these are some key areas of the Russian economy. I think this is going to really force Putin's hand. What do you think?
Oh, yes, because when it was just America and sanctions, it was absolutely useless. Now that we have kept at it and Europe's in with us, they're a large trading partner, way larger than we are. So not going it alone and having Europe with us, that really sends a message to Putin, which I think will budge him in some type of movement to make some type of conciliatory move towards the West.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Bob Ney, thanks so much, as always, for popping here
Thank
on
you.
America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate.
Station there, the replacement player for Eric Shinseki, the new VA secretary, is Robert McDonald. He was confirmed. Boom. Nobody didn't confirm this guy. And as Bob made the point, the excellent point, why is this? Because of what's happening with the VA. Right now you've got the FBI still looking at possible criminal charges. You have the story of too many veterans who died waiting for care. I think the one story that really rattled a lot of people's cages was the story about Terry Mitchell, the sergeant, who was a Vietnam vet who was exposed to Agent Orange. He survived after everything that he did in that war, but ultimately because of all the delays in care, boom, his life gets cut short. And his story isn't the only story, and this is what raised the stakes for Congress to hurry up, step in, and do something about this, because now we couldn't ignore what was going on in the VA anymore. So approving $17 billion in bipartisan money before the week is out is a layup. I cannot imagine that somebody is going to put the brakes on that funding. We're going to talk more about that, plus the fate of Bo Bergdahl. Will he ultimately be pulled of his stripes, or will he ultimately continue to serve? That and more coming up in this hour of America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's all a scam started by Democrats at the White House.
It's the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, blaming everything on the Democrats, meaning the whole idea of impeachment, saying that that never came from him. It's different when he's talking about the lawsuit situation, but the bottom line is what the Democrats are saying is it's turned into the motherlode of fundraising. Mention the word impeachment and suddenly people reach for their wallet. I don't know, somebody's zooming here. I can't believe that people, as they are lining up to talk about their frustrations, are opening wide to dump money into the Democratic coffers because, you know, they're saying that Republicans are on a witch hunt for Obama's head with this whole impeachment thing. And in fact, what's interesting is you have Rand Paul, who is in the background tinkering around with his libertarian, strong libertarian point of view, really whipping up the millennials, even though he has a Republican by his name, an R by his name, and he's laying, frankly, the blueprints for the 2016, baby. It's all about that. This guy wants it, and he's taking an early trip to Iowa. That's what you do. You dip your toe in the water there, in the cornfields, if you can find any water, in Iowa. He's doing a three-day tour, right? And there's a big push for him. So what do the other Republicans have to say about the impeachment talk? Rand Paul is just pushing himself away from that. He airs his frustrations with what's coming out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, but he's not on the bandwagon when you talk about impeachment. So Karl Rove, who is regular on Fox And who pulled the strings, as you all know, was the major player in the Bush White House years, says, you know, you have to take your hat off to the President of the United States, who sends out his press secretary last week to stir the waters and suggest that the impeachment talk is very real, connected to the Republicans. And said how cynical, how pathetic, because he's playing with the American people by suggesting a constitutional crisis where none exists. And he says, you know, that's what the president wants. And the Democrats are using the impeachment talk from people like the former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin for fundraising. And you heard John Boehner there, that no impeachment plans are in the works, period. And polls, by the way, because you know I am the poll princess, show that the public is against impeachment by a 2-to-1 margin. Now, I have argued this point many times when people have called in about impeachment. It will not happen. There's no money that's going toward this. There's no way that this is any kind of a push. I do agree, shockingly, with Rove on that. That's not even, that signal has never been sent out there, other than Sarah Palin and a lot of talk show callers, maybe a host or two, but serious impeachment talk, no. And maybe this is strategy. It's a stroke of brilliance on the part of the Democrats to fundraise, to pump it out there. I mean, it is all about the perception. Whatever the reality is different from what the perception is. And that's what Rove is saying. And this goes back to the whole thing as we set the platform and talk about politics heading into the midterm elections, heading into 2016. It is so much about the smoke and mirrors and what people truly believe, unfortunately. And are we not fed up with that? Are we not sick of that? Are we not tired of the same old, same old? We're on that hamster wheel. So it is who's pulling the strings. Rens Priebus, stroke of brilliance. Move the convention. Put it in Ohio. Move it earlier. End the beauty show pageant that goes on with the Republicans last time around with so many debates. But here's what happens. They're smart. They use the issue on the other side and use it as a massive fundraising tool. So Rand Paul, who's really wants to be the guy off the bench that gets the nomination for the Republicans, he distances himself from that. He doesn't distance himself from criticism over policies and executive action and all of that. He doesn't do that at all. Make no bones about it. But he's smart to not trip into that whole impeachment talk because it's only a killer for him. It doesn't do anything for the Republicans or for Rand Paul. You might agree, you might disagree. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Dan in Texas knows. Seriously, I said this. I was so confident that there was absolutely no way there would be any kind of an impeachment process, that if there was, I would walk naked to my hometown in New Jersey. Oof. That'd be a scary thing to think about, personally. And I wouldn't put that on the line, because I never welch on my pets if I didn't believe it was incredibly true that this wasn't going to be part of the equation. So we started to dig a little bit here at the top, and we were always just scratching the surface, right, when we head out of the gate. Good move on Robert McDonald. Listen, he's a guy who is a former corporate CEO, that means business sense. He ran a successful company. And here's the key. He was also an ex-Army officer. He cares. He's connected. He's passionate. Not that Shinseki, who was a war hero, didn't care because of his own background, but it was out of control. Now the pressure is on his back, and he knows it, and he has to deliver, because how can we not take care of the people that seek help through the VA system? How can we not do that? And I love the fact that all this money, if it gets all approved, that there is the small window of the $10 billion where you could actually get help outside the VA system. And then this also gives room for the new guy, McDonald, to get rid of people. They got to clear the decks. For goodness sake, How can you have the people at the Phoenix VA, how can you have the people who are being criminally investigated hanging around after they took tons of money with these double lists? I mean, schedulers are saying they got instructions from supervisors to just flat out make up the information. They were told to hide the true timeline it took patients to be seen by the doctors. And it's not, it wasn't, by the way, just in Phoenix. There were many other VA facilities where the same thing was happening. So to me, two things. I mean, if you got these VA hospitals, like besides Phoenix, Montgomery, Alabama, we've talked about it before, Clarksburg, West Virginia, White City, Oregon, they're some of the worst. 50% of schedulers at those places I just mentioned say they were told by their supervisors to lie. Can you imagine? Just lie. Make up the information. Then you have Richmond, Gainesville, Florida, San Juan, Puerto Rico, and other places that just simply had outside books, outside tracking logs to hide the delays by not recording information in the scheduling system. I mean, how did it take this long to find this out anyway? 13% of the people the scheduler surveyed nationally said they were directed by the hospital to enter the appointment dates that were different from those requested by a veteran. And here's the other thing. How do you do that job? I mean, you might have to feed your family. Could you do that job? I'm just saying. If I'm the scheduler and I know my family's relying on me, really? Am I lying about this information? Why am I doing that? Why am I doing that? Thank goodness somebody blew the lid off of the problems at the VA. And how we do not have heads rolling, meaning people who are going to be prosecuted for this, I don't understand. I mean, lying on government records, isn't that committing a fraud? And then these people are getting these monetary bonuses? And there would have to be people that could testify against them because obviously they were complicit, but therein lies probably part of the problem. So this scandal goes much deeper, much, much deeper than one can imagine. And when you put a real face on it, and there are a lot of stories out there like that sergeant, Terry Mitchell, who just kept pushing, doing everything he could in Vietnam, massively exposed to Agent Orange, gets cancer, has no chance of survival because he didn't get the care he needed. Ridiculous. All right, you want to throw in, you can. 855-266-5283. What's wrong with the people who were the schedulers? Don't you think they're complicit in this, too? I'll meet you in a few here on America Tonight.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
And, you know, there's so much happening. We're kind of zigging and zagging in a few different directions. That's the way we roll on our midweek show. That's why you get a chance to really express it. I don't care if you're right or left of left. 855-266-5283. So if you have all these schedulers who are willing to be polled and they say, yeah, we lied about all the information that we put on the reports. Okay, so you're working for the government. You're lying on the reports. Are they not complicit in this whole VA thing? And certainly, they can cut deals to get the big fish. But where are the big fish? How long does it take to come up with some indictments of these people who did the unthinkable to veterans who were waiting for cancer treatments, for example, or a myriad of other equally horrifically sad things happening to them as their bodies are breaking down and they're waiting to see a doctor and they can't afford it, but they serve the country and they've got access to the veterans hospital. They should get the care that they needed. But I'm beating an old drum here. Other than I cannot believe we do not have some charges. The good news is got a new VA secretary. Military background, massively successful as a CEO, running a powerhouse business. He can kick whoever he wants to the curb. That's good news. Removing all those crazy, bizarre, twisted incentives that made no sense in the first place. I do think McDonald is going to have some success in this role as the VA secretary. Imagine walking in his shoes, though. Get out the broom, because he's going to sweep. No question, he is going to sweep. And he should. He should. But I think we need to see some charges here sooner rather than later. I mean, it's time to cut the insanity out and do what's necessary. And what's necessary is it's time to bring it home. It's time to say, okay, you want the money, we got the money. You get a new secretary, we got a new secretary. Now, as we continue to try to make the VA system viable or not, or kill it off and then go to privatization, which I can't believe can happen right away. Let's do it with some people paying the price for what they did. If nobody goes to jail over this, then I think some people in charge need to lose their jobs. Maybe that sounds harsh. That's not harsh. It's what should happen. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or you can flip me an email at americatonight.net. In the meantime, we have the situation with Bo Bergdahl. Remember, he was the soldier who was held by the Taliban for 5 years, from 2009 until this past May. We got him back as part of the exchange for the 5 Islamic terrorists that came out of Guantanamo. So now the questioning begins. Bergdahl could be questioned next week about his capture, because this is how it works. With any soldier in this situation, they bring him back, they go through the process, the psychological test, physical tests, all that kind of stuff, and Bergdahl ultimately is reassigned. So now it's time to figure out what's what. He could meet next week with the general who's looking into what happened back in 2009. He has an attorney. His attorney is speaking for him. So after he's released, he goes under the glare of the counseling that I mentioned and the medical care in San Antonio. And initially, if you remember, for like 5 minutes, there was a lot of hoopla over Bergdahl's release. But then it went sour quickly. And then there was the cries for the investigation into his disappearance. So you've got this investigation that's been conducted in the months after his disappearance, concluded that he left. This is what happened. They concluded that he left deliberately, as you know, of his own free will. The Army has no definitive finding that Bergdahl deserted because he has to talk about his intent. They don't know his intent. And they can't learn that without talking to him. Now that he's on regular duty at the headquarters of U.S. Army North in Texas, now what happens? He's, by the way, working with one of the units responsible for Homeland Defense and all the civil support operations and all that kind of stuff. So he would essentially get a bigger position that would be in line with his rank of sergeant. He was a private first class when he was captured, and the Army extended his enlistment and twice promoted him on schedule while he was in captivity. So here's the question. All this time, all these months, call me cynical, I don't know, I'm just saying, wouldn't there be some time to get some massive coaching on this? On what to say and how to react to the things that he's asked, how to explain it away. He has an attorney, but of course he should have an attorney. His family, they're not stupid. And then one of the first things you would do is lawyer up. So we don't leave anyone behind, and we shouldn't leave anyone behind. He deserts his post. So what does that mean? What happened when he was gone for the 5 years? But before that, determining the actions and what it means. I mean, so what does it mean? Does he qualify as a deserter? What is it because he was, when was he picked up by the Taliban? And there's so many little details to this. But as you wrap your head around it, it comes down really to one or the other. Do you say, well, listen, so he left his post, he was out of his mind, crazed with whatever. We want to know the story. He walks away, the Taliban picks him up. At some point, he's tortured, goes through all of that. Then he goes through a period where they're embracing him. Then he tries to escape. Enough is enough. Boom, we let him be promoted. He goes on as is, and that's the end of the story. We have Jeff Atticott on this show many, many, many times during the year. And Jeff doesn't hide the fact that he takes a hard stance. It is what it is, and he's not going to try to be somewhere in between. Because he deals in terrorism, because he advises many high-level of people, he's testified many, many times. He says he's a traitor, that he is a traitor. And men in the platoon were killed, but that doesn't even come into play as much with Atticott because he says that is our definition. Could we just have how many other soldiers do the same thing and let them have the same fate? Or do we say, this is who we are, this is what we do, he violated the ultimate rule. Now, we never leave a man behind, boom, we get him. There's a lot of debate over releasing 5 for 1, why, the timing, the whole thing, not informing Congress, but that's history. Now, moving forward, it's a question as to whether or not he stays as is, gets promoted, and that's the end of the story. They're going to give him time served. If they give him time served, he gets over $300,000 because that would be all the back pay. But what about the other people in the unit whose families say their sons were killed, frankly, because they were on a couple of times missions that involved looking for Bo Bergdahl? In the end, what is this? Here's the thing. If you really play this out politically, if Bo Bergdahl told the story and it came out, okay, boom, I deserted. Yeah, I admit I'm a deserter. Then the president and the whole executive action, the idea pardon the pun, pull the trigger on that 1 for 5 deal, really blows up in their face. You want to talk about being whammied, vilified. They'll be vilified for this. I think that reinitiation process, again, call me cynical, is about getting him to know exactly what to say. Part of that has to do with knowing exactly what to say. Now, the question becomes, is that fair or foul? In my book, it's foul. I did not serve in the military. I had many family members who served, and I certainly know the code, and I've had many of you on this show who served, and you've talked about it frequently. But does he get a break? Is it like, okay, well, look, he gets a break. He gets a break. He was tortured by the Taliban. He was out of his mind, crazed with not wanting to be there, whatever it would be. We don't know. We don't know for sure. We can speculate all day long. But I guarantee the lawyer, I mean, that's what a good lawyer would do, and the people surrounding him would train Bergdahl to make him make sense. So this doesn't come back on anybody. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
As we cruise through the final couple of turns here on America Tonight, it seems as though we're at this point where we're talking about the military. Yay for the fact that now we have movement as far as the VA secretary, and I think he gets the broom out, cleans things up. That's a good thing. But I still believe there has to be some people who are criminally prosecuted for what's happened at a bunch of these facilities around the country, because you can't, what can we not do? We can't make more time, and we can't bring people back to life when something wrong happened to them. And speaking of wrong, the situation with Bo Bergdahl has a lot of gray areas, but the biggest one is, what will the military decide? Was he a deserter? Does it go further than that? Is he booted? Is there a prosecution there? Does he thrive, get back pay? Because after all, he was captured by the Taliban, and hey, it was rough on everyone's head. Is that what happens? And does he move into a bigger position because he gets the promotions when he is in captivity, which is what the military would do with anyone? I mean, they followed their procedures. Now, part of the procedure is we're not jumping to conclusions. We want to hear his side of the story. But there is a cynical side to this. What's going on behind the scenes? What kind of coaching that kind of stuff is Bergdahl getting? Especially, and any attorney would do this from the attorney. They know ultimately what is at stake here. Mitch sends a note from Nevada and says, Kate, you know what? The guy's been through so stinking much. I think people need to really get off his back. My God, in his hometown, they canceled a celebratory parade for the guy. He's going to live in the shadows forever. I say we just let him be. Let him be a desk jockey. Let him keep his job. End of story. Forget the whole traitor narrative. It's not going to float anyway. You may disagree with Mitch. You can do that. You can throw in your 2 cents. Either way, 855-266-5283, or flip me that email that I mentioned before, americatonight.net. Joe in Michigan. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Kate. You know what? When I was in the military and what all is explained, if the guy was over in Afghanistan and he was trying to go home to his family, he'd been on the next plane out. If he left with his gun and went out in the Taliban's hands, in my opinion, he was trying to commit suicide. He needs help. But the biggest thing is the military knows how to handle that. I don't know why he's a sergeant. I don't know why he's got an attorney. It doesn't do you any good. They go through, they do your investigation, and you go to court-martial. And the ruling's passed down. In my opinion, I would not give him a promotion. I would give him help. That's what he really needs is help figure out what's going on. He obviously tried to commit suicide for some reason. A lot of people don't do well with the pressures of combat. That's normal there. So get the guy some help. Get Congress and everybody else out of it and let this guy try to live his life. If they don't, it'll end up whacking him out more, and in another 7 or 8 years, you'll see his name on the paper for something else.
Yeah, great point of view. I think it's a help thing, too, that he was out of his mind, that we see what's happened, you know this, Joe, with so many other people that come back. It's horrific what they've seen, what they've been through in many cases. I mean, losing their buddies around them, all that kind of stuff. I can only imagine. I mean, I can't even really imagine. So, yes, we've seen this, and we see what it does to somebody psychologically. But then here becomes the question. You said this with the court-martial. So if they go through the whole court-martial process, I mean, could it be that it's like, okay, listen, he is psychologically gone, so we're going to give him massive drugs, and then, boom, he's out of the military?
Well, typically, you know, and I heard on one of the other talk shows, and it was, I think it was Oliver North that was saying, I don't remember what, there was a special term of like Proceedings 47 or something. I don't remember. I'd never heard of it, but that doesn't mean anything. But it was, what he said is, let the investigation happen. If the guy's a hero, it'll turn it up. If the guy abandoned his post, it'll turn it up. But everything points to, you know, the guy had difficulties. The biggest thing they need to do is get Congress out of it. It backfired on him. I don't remember who it was, but there was a lot of the politicians. They wanted to make this guy out to be a hero because he was over there as a prisoner of war for 5 or 6 years. Yeah, everybody's happy that he's coming home. The best thing they could do for him is just to let him disappear, do whatever they've got to do, and get him some help.
Yeah. All right, Joe, great caller as always. Thanks. Appreciate it. So Joe says, get him some help. That's it. Let him disappear. And I assume that it's probably a living out in the shadows kind of thing anyway. And to the point of making him into a hero before the whole story's out there, that was part of the problem. Ultimately, that's why his hometown of Haley, Idaho, that's why they pulled the plug on having this huge celebration, because they were going to just blow it out and this guy's amazing and all that kind of stuff. I mean, because if you think about it, 5 years in captivity at the hands of the Taliban already, let's say he's unstable, can you just ultimately imagine? The problem, I think the biggest problem is that the stories were real from the family, several families whose sons were killed, and part of that they were tying to, they, the families, and what they could piece together from other platoon members, the fact that, guess what, their sons were out there trying to not leave the man behind. they weren't going to leave Bo Bergdahl behind. That's why they ended up coming home in a coffin. And rectifying that is pretty tough. So it's unfortunate. And then ultimately, the deal of the five for Bergdahl, for the administration, not good. Other than to say they saw him. He's in captivity. He's not looking good. He's not going to make it. We're making the deal. We couldn't wait for Congress. And then push forward. You know, it's interesting because so many of the lifelong serious Democrats, I mean, really involved Democrats that I know, are very disillusioned with the president and have said to me, as we started off partially in this hour talking a little bit about the politics of moving into 2016 and midterm elections, that if Obama were up for the second time around and this all of this was going on, they wouldn't vote for him. They wouldn't vote for Obama. And part of it is also this Bergdahl situation, because it goes back to executive orders. And was this, in some senses, well, first of all, was it a ridiculous deal? Not a 1-1 situation, none of that, just boom, we got to get them out, so we're willing to make the deal for the five. And all of the pieces of that puzzle become worse for the president, for the administration, because whatever is decided on Bergdahl is directly linked back to some of the actions that happened. So was he healthy when he walked away? Was he messed up once he was held captive? What, you know, ultimately, something, some label will come out of this. Something will come out of this situation. It's not going to be, okay, boom, we've looked into this. There's nothing here. He'll speak through his attorney. He's going to stay in his position. He's promoted. I don't think so. I don't think we're going to see that. I think this goes, you know, one of two ways. I mean, is there some kind of a court martial? Is there the potential for that? Will we see that, or is it just strictly the treatment, some kind of treatment scenario? As I said, you can always send us emails. We love it because, of course, the mailbag is overflowing, particularly the second I started to talk about this. It didn't take longer than a handful of minutes. One last one we'll end on. This one from Shelley, who says, "Bravo to Mitch. I just heard what he had to say. I think the guy needs to be left alone. Do we really need some sort of ugly trophy to hang on the military mantle and brand him as a traitor?" Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.